مركز صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue with Surah Yasin, and yesterday we explained to you that Yasin, according to some scholars, can also be the name of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we said to you the proof, what comes after that. Yasin, Allah then takes an oath, wal Quran al Hakim, and then Allah says, innaka lamina al mursaleen. So the kuffar, they would say, lasta mursala. Allah then says, innaka lamina al mursaleen. You are truly one of the messengers. Forget what they say. Then there is verse 3, verse 4, ala siratim mustaqim. Ala, on sirat, there is a sirat, a path. Mustaqim, a path that is straight. So, ala siratim mustaqim, on a straight path. Tanzil, tanzil al-aziz al-rahim. The Quran Sharif is a revelation. The kuffar, the mushrikeen, they had all sorts of accusations and slanders upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's the kalam of Allah you're rejecting. Allah says, Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim, revelation from Allah, who is a revelation from the Almighty. Al-Aziz, Al-Aziz, the Almighty. Ar-Rahim, the very merciful. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities. Then verse number 6. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to fulfill this task of warning the people. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. So that you may warn a people whose fathers were not warned, and hence, فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ, they were unaware. Should they come on the day of Qiyamah and say that we were not warned, then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has, there's enough evidence and the angels are recording to show and prove that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did his duty. He did his duty like nobody could do their duty in the entire universe, in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how well he completed his duty and responsibility. لِتُنذِرَ لِي, and you see لِي, لَام, with a kasra, this is so. تُنذِرَ, this is to warn. So that you may warn قَوْمًا, a nation, مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ, whose forefathers, fathers were not warned. فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ, hence they are unaware. So if you see the word آبَا, and this here refers to the Arabs. Aba'uhum, who are the... It refers to the Arabs. The sense is that no warner, there is a prophet, has come to the ancestors since a long time. And the reference being to the ones nearer among them. If you've seen the narration of Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in fact, it is Sahih al-Bukhari, you can find it there. And it is Hadith 3948. An Salman. Salman radiallahu anhu, he says, Fatratu bayna Isa wa Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sittu mi'ati sana. The period between Isa alayhi salam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sittu mi'ati sana, 600 years. So we understand that. So the prophet that came before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and that was 600 years before. 600 years before. And Isa, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, will return again. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took an oath upon this year. Quran Sharif also mentions this year. So if you look in the hadith, also Sahih al-Bukhari, and if you see Hadith 3448, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took an oath والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا. سيدنا عيسى عليه السلام, the son of Maryam, he will soon descend amongst you and he will judge mankind justly. He'll be a just ruler. فيكسر الصليب, he will break the cross. ويقتل الخنزير, and what will he do? He will kill the pigs. ويضع الجزية, and he will collect jizya. ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد. And he will then, at that particular time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, money will be in abundance so that nobody will want to accept it. I told you, I have family in Canada. They tell me they don't know what to do with their food. If they have good leftover food, right, it's not harmful, it's excellent, good condition food, it's just extra. There's nobody to accept it. Nobody to take money. This is already in Canada. There's a hadith also, closer to Qiyamah will come that period, you give someone zakat, they will say, if you just came to me yesterday, I would have accepted it. Imagine this particular period. Al-malu hatta yaqbaluhu ahadun. Nobody will want to accept wealth. Money will be in so much of abundance. Everyone will be rich. Everyone, you can see just that our particular meetings and that, go and see the cars that are out there. You can see already. And it's more like a competition. Who can drive the best car? So this year, wealth will be in abundance. And what will happen? What's the state of one sajda? Hatta takuna sajdatul wahida khayran min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. One single prostration to Allah will be better than the whole world and whatever is in it. ثم يقول, because Sayyiduna Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه is the narrator. ثم يقول أبو هريرة وقرأوا إن شئتم. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه added, if you wish, you can recite this verse. وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. There is none of the people of the scriptures but must believe in him. Right? Isa alayhi, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Before his death. So that teaches us also, Allah Azza wa Jalla will also take his life. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will be a witness against them. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be a witness against them. So this is Hadith 3448 of Sahih al-Bukhari. So you've understood now the period between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. Because in verse 6, that is what is being referred to here. لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ. A nation who has not been warned. What does this mean? Because if you see in another verse, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is in Surah Fatir, verse number 24, وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. There was no community without a warner having passed among them, but that they were without a warner. Meaning, there was no community without a warner. There was a warner that came to them. وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. So this year teaches us, it doesn't mean no warner came to them. Warners did come, but warners did not come in the form of a prophet, because the only prophet to come before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and he will return. So before and after Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam was before, and then he was raised up to the heavens, and then he will come down, and that will be towards the time of Sayyiduna Mahdi radiallahu anhu. So here we can see there was warners, but not in the form of prophets. You can see today different efforts. Hazrat Mulana Ilyas rahimullah's effort, 100 years now, and going, I wouldn't say as strong as before, but those who are sincere, they are fulfilling their task and not getting involved in all of this and holding on to the truth. So like this year, you see that there are warners, but there's no prophets. Nope. Even now when you say Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam is going to come, he's not going to come down with a new scripture. He's going to come down as an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful. This should give us some solace to the heart, because at this critical time where so much is occurring, so a believer, he's filled with hope. This is the hope Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us. So divine mercy has never kept any nation or community deprived of the essential call at any time. It is obvious the teachings of the prophets, when they were communicated by their deputies, do not bring about the same effect as it is witnessed when the prophets do in person. So yes, we said to you, between Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were warners, but who can deny the fact that it is not the same as when a prophet comes down? That is a given. So therefore, the present verse here, it was said about the Arabs that no warner came to them. This is what it means. As fall out of the situation, there was no regular system of education in Arabia where people could learn and teach, which was why then they were called, they were then came to be called as the Ummiyun. They were then called the Ummiyin, the unlettered ones. So that is verse number 6. When you go to verse number 7, let's just read the verse so we all get a good understanding of this. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَّا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. So that you may warn a people whose fathers, forefathers were not warned, and hence they are unaware. Going next to verse number 7, Allah Azza wa Jal says, and this is what is referred to if you take verse 7 and 8 together. Let's read both and then we'll explain. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. In this particular verse, verse 7 and verse number 8, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلِ. Surely, the word has indeed come true. عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ, about most of them. فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So they will not believe. When you see verse number 8, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا, surely we have placed, فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ, we have placed on their necks, أَغْلَالَ, أَغْلَالَ refers to the iron collars. So surely we have placed iron collars on their necks, and فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ, so they are reaching up to their chins. Their heads can't go down. If they're walking, they cannot see, they cannot put their heads down. It is raised up and it's stuck like this here. فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ, and their heads are forced to remain upraised. This is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us. So when we take these two together, verses 7 and 8, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already placed before human beings two alternate ways of life. The way of kufr and the way of iman. The way of Jannah and the way of Jahannam. And to give direction and substance to this call of faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets, messengers and books. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went further ahead by giving human beings the choice to first identify. That's where this verse comes in. La ikraha fid din. There's no compulsion in deen. So, yes, we have to do our duty, responsibility, but this does not mean now you go put a gun to someone's head and you say you must become Muslim. No. There's no force and compulsion in deen. So you have this choice. Yes, we will present to you proofs, furnish you with many, many beliefs that is, or rather we say signs, that is showing you the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your heart then is so affected that when you look at these signs, you know that this year there's a greater being behind it. And you'll see later in Surah Yasin, this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. All the great, great signs of Allah, and this should then settle your heart on the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this choice. Which way you want? Kufr or you want Iman? You want Jannah or you want Jahannam? So Allah sent down prophets, messengers, books. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the choice. Sometimes when you can see someone is forcing you towards something, it feels like there is some agenda being pushed here. And when there is some agenda being pushed there, you feel there's something wrong here. Why is he being so, why is he pestering me? So this, you give the message, they can criticize you, they can tell you this, that, the other. The responsibility, which we're coming to as well, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our responsibility is to convey the clear truth. Right? The clear message. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. The clear truth, the clear message, that is our responsibility. Now, if we come and we see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assembles everything so that you can, O insan, Hazrat Insan, you can achieve what you're supposed to achieve. You see in a particular school, you see in a particular institute, everything has been arranged so that you can, what they call progress, we say there's no progression there. They're putting you backwards. The global churches, which are all over the world. The schools, think about it. So many, every single person is involved. And most of the times when you go to and you hear the stories, incidents, and we ourselves are a witness to this here. Yes, you are Muslim. Yes, you believe. But that you don't have that confidence. You don't have that firmness to say, this is my deen. You have this inferiority complex. And then you go home every single day, but I feel like worthless. Because every other way seems to be accepted. A disturbing report. A particular family from some country, I'm not going to say which country, because then you may put two and two together for those who know. And then you may say, but okay, this person. So they were in a particular school previously, Muslim school, everything. And whilst they were there, they picked up a lot of bad habits, such as soccer, football, all of this here. And that love for it. Even girls, I'm speaking about girls here. And many incidents took place of this nature. Such that two sisters would fight because one's flask was Man United and another flask was Liverpool. So I won't drink from your flask, you going that way, I'm going this way. So here the fight is, such organizations, such teams, if you go and see, they are all supporters of LGBTQ. So you speak of boycotting for Palestine, excellent. What about boycotting that which Allah hates? And you say you support the devils. You are testifying, I support the devils. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. So when you have so much of love for those red devils, if you want to say Chelsea, you want to say Liverpool, they are all, you can see, go and see their pride. Just type in Google, Liverpool or Chelsea, and type in pride next to it. You'll see what big major supporters, even Manchester United. So where's the line that we draw? For when it comes to deen, we just haphazardly accept what anybody tells us, that no, it's fine, this, that, as long as we're keeping youth occupied with what you're keeping them occupied. So these are major, major questions which we need to raise. So this particular family, speaking to them, they said that, see, My daughter goes now to a non-Muslim school, and people leave her to be free. They leave her to be free. Now, not totally free. I'm saying they're not going to force you. They're not going to put pressure on you. But just generally, as you come home, you saw certain things. And those particular things, then what does it do? It turns, it sways your heart in a different direction. So, but this is something very strange. They said, my daughter goes to school. She doesn't have any non-Muslim friends. She comes home. And the daughter even said, my mother is my best friend. My mother is my best friend. And then the complaint came when we were here in South Africa. We were going to a Muslim school. But the amount of pressure Muslims put on us, it was unbelievable. And they said, oh, because you've got this color eyes. So I said, but people generally, they have a good opinion of a person. But they said, no, jealousy was the case. So they used to criticize, put pressure, and there was always this, who's driving? You can see this in our Indian communities. Who's driving the best of cars? Who's competition? Not for Akhirah, not for Fida, Likavalyatana, Fasil Mutana, Fisun, in Surah Al-Mutaf, not for Jannah. This competition is for what? This competition is for that which is not going to be beneficial to us. And if we don't keep a check on ourselves, it's going to drift us and sway us away from this unique gift which Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with. And that is Iman. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assembled everything around you. I just drifted a little bit there. Assembled everything for you. This whole universe created for you, O insan, to take benefit. The rain comes down. A few months ago, they told us, and they were worried so much of a drought. And today, you see, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the waters are filled in the Val Dam to such an extent, it is flooding to that extent. Now you can understand. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَيْ Allah Azza wa Jal says, and this is the very last verse. If you go to Surah Tabarak, if you see the very last verse, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ Who's going to bring you? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes your water to sink in, you are unable. This means you are unable to take benefit from it. Look at the situation that is currently taking place there in Isipingo. There's no water for days. Someone can just kindly inform, is the water back or not? I just opened up one book now. And I'll see if I can find it. That it's all about Saudi Arabia, and it's an old book, but it's got the history. And so in between, they have these adverts. This particular advert had a particular organization, and I will see what's the name of the organization. I'll share it with you. For those who are interested, you can just send me a message, 084-786-3132, +27 84 786 3132. Now I'll send it to you. This particular organization, maybe you can do research on it. We can give you hope a little bit. How to make water sweet from seawater. How to make water sweet, drinkable from seawater. So if you do research, someone, maybe it's an opportunity to start a new business. So you can look into it. Because they are right by the ocean. But they can't, they are right by the ocean, but they can't derive benefit. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has full control over everything. And this whole world, the universe, has been made for you to worship Allah. The whole world is made for you to worship Allah. Are we doing that? How much? Look at the sun, look at the skies, look at different creations of Allah. just so that you, O insan, can do one thing. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That you may recognize Allah. I haven't created the jinn kind and the mankind except that they will recognize me. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, was asked, give us some advice. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, said, خَرَجَ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ يَذُوقُ أَطْيَبَ شَيْءٍ The people of the world, they've left the world and they haven't tasted the most purest thing inside, within the world. So they asked, what is this, O Aba Yahya? So he said, Ma'rifatullah, Ma'rifatullah, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it is. So, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ The word has indeed come true about most of them, so they will not believe. Does this mean that you just take the back foot, the back seat, and say, you know what, it's decreed such, so I'm not going to make effort? No. Make so much of effort that you are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when you make effort, man jadda wajada, whoever makes effort, he will reach and he will achieve. So that was verse number 7. Inna ja'alna fi a'naqihim aghlalan fahiya ila al-adqan fahum muqmahun. Surely we have placed iron collars on their necks, so they are reaching up to their chins, and their heads are forced to remain upraised. So this similitude here is what? People whose necks have been shackled in such a manner, it causes their faces and their eyes, they stay upraised. They are unable to see what's on the ground. That which is going to make them stumble. It's like you're driving, in our example, we'll say, you're driving on the road, there's potholes, but you just keep your head up, you don't look down at the street to see, and you're knocking 1, 2, 3, eventually, Allah forbid, your tire is damaged. So like this, your head is just upraised. You're not looking down. What's going to destroy you? It is obvious one cannot remain safe against the likelihood of falling down into some ditch, into some, those days there were wells, this, that, the other. So after that, there are other barriers as well. Meaning, they don't want the truth. You can speak to them till you're blue in your face. So we're going to come to that tomorrow, inshallah. Our time is up. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Just a reminder, as we do this, yeah, it is to be beneficial for us, inshallah. So we do try to do verse by verse, maybe 2-3 verses, a little bit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا وَلَوْ آيَةً Spread the message, share the message, even if it is one ayah. So, don't take it for granted, just one ayah. Learn it off by heart. And inshallah, day will come where we put everything together. But as you learn, then go back. As you learn, go back. That's the secret to hifz. Allah make us hufad, inshallah. And pious, that is the key aspect. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.